It's stupid-ish.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Brought to you by Badass Coffee of Hawaii, 3530 South State, for delicious 100% pure Kona coffee.
So Charlie Sheen went back on the Today Show yesterday and admitted he was not 100% truthful about telling women whether or not he had HIV.
You saying that you informed every partner that you had sex with of your HIV status, or did you not inform some people but use protection?
There was two examples, but protection was always in place. It was for the right reasons, because everyone that I had told up to that moment had shaken me down.
So that's why you chose not to reveal your status to some people.
Yes, yeah.
So these lawsuits I mentioned, I know you can't talk about the specifics.
They're baseless.
Are you confident you'll prevail in those lawsuits?
Yes, I am.
I wouldn't say that they're baseless.
At all.
Okay, so
yeah, no way.
Like, it's not an excuse to say, well, if I tell them that I have HIV, then they're going to tell other people and my reputation will be ruined, so therefore I have to keep it secret.
Right.
That's not okay. But I guess, does the condom argument, because he used a condom, so you don't have to tell people that you're HIV positive? Does that make any sense to anybody?
No, because they're not reliable. There's still a big risk, you know? And
plus, there's room for user error.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
These girls were at risk.
I assume
they were girls.
I mean, there's a lot of lying that in general goes on, not only to get to the sexual act, but sort of within the sexual act. And,
sure.
You know,
we all put up a front.
Yeah, if you just want to take like the lowest rung, but certainly one of the embarrassing STDs, crabs. Mm-hmm. There have been plenty of people who knew they had them and didn't tell the partners, and then that their partner has to go to the pharmacy and all itchy and have one of those shave sessions. That's bad. And there's also the herp and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And hey, there's plenty of women who have stuff going on down there and don't tell dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't wrap it up, if they don't make their own move to wrap it up, well,
they just let it fly.
Fault.
Like, oh, well, they didn't do it.
I will say this. I will act as Charlie Sheen's attorney for a second during these lawsuits. To the young women who were not informed by my client about his HIV status, you did know that you were having sex with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
This is Charlie Sheen, the famed Charlie Sheen, who's had sex with many prostitutes. His reputation is scandalous, to say the very least.
Mm-hmm.
So, wrapped up or not wrapped up, you are having sex with a diseased egomaniac.
Yep.
You have to know that going in.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I do think that these claims are baseless. Completely baseless.
Well, that's a good argument for sure. You know what you're dealing with.
I move we take a short recess for a mint julep.
You lay with the dogs, you get the fleas or something.
Exactly. I think that's
a
right.
A mint julep.
All right. Thoughts on this? 801-570-1019. Call or text. Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, what's going on there?
Yeah, okay. So you know the Taylor Swift song, Bad Blood? It says, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. And it's supposedly about Katy Perry.
Wow, that was sung with such passion, Lindsay.
I'm just saying the lyrics.
How did the song lyrics go
again? I don't have it. Because baby, now we got bad blood.
Baby used to have mad love.
Okay,
you wanted me to do that?
Thank you for that context.
Thank you. So anyway, Katy Perry has a new perfume out, and it's called Mad Love. And people are saying, is this some kind of shade being thrown?
Or maybe they were lovers, and this is...
Well, what's it smell like?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is there a chance that it smells a little bit like Katy Perry, like what she actually smells like?
No, unfortunately not. That should be a requirement for the celebrity perfumes, because they're made out of mink oil and fish bladder and whale uvula,
right,
and whatever, and like and a little bit of jasmine thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that, but if you're going to put your name on it, there should be some swamp ass from the actual person
like
thrown
right
in there.
Like right after a show,
swap
mid concert,
yeah.
Lights blaring on you. That's what you should be able to get the smell.
Or at least spit in it. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, just like have some actual part of the person in there.
Which she
if I'm wearing
done.
Adam Levine, I actually want to wear Adam Levine.
If she wanted to be shady, though, she could have made Mad Love and then just made it smell like crap. And that would have been like the shade. You know?
Like had it smell like John Mayer?
Ha!